say not what we do?
What we did. Do we say not what we did?
Okay.
If we come up with a new development, not that we usually do that type of thing, but we could decide to follow this. If we're developing town square, you could follow this.
That, well, you know.
It's not a requirement because it doesn't fall under any of these categories.
Alpenhoff Park.
Yeah.
Town square. I mean, look at the trees we just talked about along Second East.
So again, here's the standards. Deciduous trees, minimum caliper of 2 inches. Time of installation, all conifer trees must be a minimum of 6 feet in height at time of installation. In all developments, no more than 20% of the proposed trees may be the same species. All proposed trees should be in compliance with any approved or prohibited tree list that is maintained by Midway City. The idea with the 20% is if you get some type of a disease that comes through and kills all of one type of tree, that way we're left with 4/5 of the trees instead of 0 trees. Is 20% the right number? Basically, we're asking for 5 different types of trees along the streets with 20%.
Yeah, that's
what it comes
fine.
Down to.
That's fine.
Along
so
the street?
That's.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
there's a
that
lot of neighborhoods that want to do the exact same
tree.
It does.
Yeah.
I can't say I'm completely on board.
I don't like that.
20%. It makes sense if you do have a major problem. And I think Natalie Streeter talked about a certain type of tree that was completely killed out of New England and left a lot of streets bare.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but 20%, maybe it's 50%. So you have 2 different types of trees and decide one street's this, one street's this. Or maybe we don't even include that 20% and the developer just gets to choose.
So I think it's
like the same tree all the way through.
I think it is
a
pretty good idea to have some variation. Maybe 20% is pushing it a bit to get 5 different types, but maybe 30% would give a little more leeway. But I guess one thought I would have is, I don't suppose you consulted with an arborist that knows, you know, like what those varieties would be and what would be appropriate for here and things like that. And we probably should. Well, I know, but as far as the how many's on it and, you know, is picking 5 a reasonable thing?
Yeah, we looked at that mostly for spacing.
Yeah.
Not so much species type for what survived.
I planted all linden trees on my street, and I lost 1 to a city snowplow, 1 to the garbage truck, 1 to ants, and I don't know how many to bowls. Has nothing to do with the species of the tree. It's just being in a park strip, they're targets.
They are targets.
So Michael, when
I think
you know, when trees are planted in open space and they die, I mean, other than the, you know, the 1-year bond or whatever, what teeth does the city have to?
None to go back.
Yeah,
I think
right now there's really not any teeth to say you've got to replace that tree, and it may be that tree's just in the wrong spot. Nothing can grow there.
Right.
There's things that we just learn over time, and so yeah, currently there's nothing that we have any enforcement to go and say you've got to replace that tree. Only if we've still got the bond in place.
Okay.
I lost 2 cottonwoods and a willow to elk.
But back to I mean. A lot of the subdivisions and the developments, they want the uniformity in the park strip of those trees.
Yeah.
And so you make them, put them all different. I don't know.
I live in a neighborhood like that, and I love the everything's uniform all the way through, but we run the risk of everything dying at some point.
Yeah,
Farm Lane is all cottonwoods. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, see, I don't think we should make them.
I don't like the 20%.
So
me either.
What I'm hearing is, and I am in agreement, I think we should get rid of that line.
Yeah, I agree.
So just all proposed trees should be
right.
In compliance?
Yeah.
Yeah, if we've got a tree that's a species that's dying, it shouldn't be on our approved list.
Yeah, and it really, the trees on that list, it deals with the spacing next to trails, but actually it was looked at for species to make sure it's something that survives. Tom Banky looked at it, and that's what he did.
Yeah, that list for sure was reviewed.
Yeah.
So, Steve, on your comment, I mean, the issue occurs when we have something new. You know, something new came in from Japan or whatever, South America, and it starts just going through, and there's a certain species that it targets, and it just takes them all out. And so having some future proofing for that kind of scenario. You don't know that you're going to get you know, a selection of trees that's resistant to whatever that may be, but it's just a little forward thinking to say we'd rather lose half of them or a third of them than all of them, if that makes sense. And some people have suggested that's a good idea.
I'd rather give people the possibility of having more uniformity in the neighborhood.
Alrighty.
And, you know, if you plant an oak tree, you're waiting a long time. You plant a cottonwood, and it's like overnight. Or even aspen.
For sure.
They don't live very long.
What if the species component is in open space? Because then we like variation, right? We just maybe don't want to demand it along in the park strips. So what if we have the variation but have in open space, but we don't require a variation in park strips?
That I could live with that.
I agree with that.
That's one of the things I love about the Mitchie Park, mm-hmm. is that variation that Carl put in.
Right.
And he did the same thing at Valley Park, and there's one specific species that does not like Valley Park. We lost all four of them.
Right.
So it's worth a shot.
That sounds like a pretty good compromise to me.
I mean, it's what they do at Liberty Park and Salt Lake and at the City County building, mm-hmm. you get that variation.
Okay. I like that too.
Okay. Good. Problem solved.
So the next one, trees that are proposed near trails must be installed in compliance with regulations found in chapter 16.29. Mm-hmm. So we've already got that in place. Landscape plans must know how landscaping will be irrigated. So we want to know how they're going to irrigate this, whatever is going to be irrigated on in the development, not just the plan showing what's green.
And I guess we can address what we talked about later on, conservation of like encouraging drip systems and mm-hmm. like,
right.
Yeah. Okay.
So the next section is just renumbering or relettering. And then we go into each individual zone and just make the necessary improvements to make sure it all works. So for instance, in business and manufacturing park zone, the red says plans shall be submitted for all permitted primary and secondary and conditional uses and will be reviewed as part of the conditional use and site plan approval. So that development does come before the city council. The plan will be reviewed by the visual and architectural committee during the approval process and must meet the requirements found in 16.13.22. Actually, there are some uses in the manufacturing park that wouldn't come before you. The initial subdivision would, but there are some permitted uses in that zone. But this is generally how the language would work. There's a land use authority that would review the landscaping plan and approve it, making sure it meets code. And then we go through and do this for each different zone. So resort zone, which didn't have the landscaping plan, we've added that completely. And then planned unit developments and standard subdivisions, we've added the language there. And so again, that's all the way through the code. Planning-wise, general plan emphasizes the importance of landscaping in the city's streetscape and helping reinforce the rural feel of Midway. The proposed adjustments will clarify when landscaping plans are required, and proposed adjustments will clarify the landscaping requirements in the code. And then we do have the Planning Commission recommendation for the City Council to consider. And just to hear their language, Commissioner Whitney made the motion that we recommend approval of an amendment to sections such and such of Midway City Municipal Code. Proposed amendment would change landscaping for commercial, resort, or residential zones. Except the staff, so let's see. And there's one clarification. Except the staff reports and findings with modification of allowing native grasses and to put together an approval plant list that would include seed mixes, grass mixes, and trees would be considered appropriate by Midway City. So I think we've added in those sections into what we've discussed. Mm-hmm. Are there any questions on this proposal?
So is there anyone online or here that wants to speak to this at all? You guys want to talk about landscaping? You good? All right. You hate cottonwoods?
You're in the wrong valley, dude.
I'm making a sneeze.
They all blew down in ballet.
So I know we've discussed a lot of changes, but I would be comfortable making a motion that we approve. Hold on, what is this called? Ordinance 2021-40. with the changes that we discussed this evening and authorize the mayor to approve the final form of those changes.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion?
I'm curious if anybody could give a quick list of them. I've got two on my list. Does anybody have?
Michael, could you recap them?
Yeah, let me go over those. So the first one I've got, let me go back in the presentation so you can see those. So starting up in section H, so on number one, approved native grass seed mixes may only be used on slopes of 20% or greater.
Native grass and wildflower, right?
Wildflower in.
Yep.
Okay.
And wasn't there language on the approved mixture?
Approved list.
Yeah, that's yeah. The key is yeah. It has to be on the approved list.
Yeah.
Which is kind of empty right now.
And then down on
B.
So we've increased that to 15.
But they can be off-site.
And so the option to give the trees to the city, and we would choose where they would go, but they'd have to provide at least 15 either on-site or off-site. Yep.
For only commercial.
Yeah, for only
yeah.
Section B.
Okay.
And also we would add in the existing trees may count if they meet the standards.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good catch, so I, yeah.
Then moving down to part five. In all developments, no more than 20% of the proposed trees may be the same species in open space areas, but along streets, there's not a minimum requirement for different species type.
Correct.
We could change that to 30% to give more leeway if you want, but that's up to you. You may have figured
it out. I think
an
open space variety is good.
20% is okay.
20% though?
Mm-hmm. That's just five kinds of trees. It's not that many. In an open space, they're planting 15 trees. It's two of each tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Five different types of trees.
So I'm satisfied with that.
Can you guys tell me who seconded that motion?
Me.
So those are the changes I had listed on.
I think
just
that.
I think so too. Just click through.
That captures.
Yeah, we didn't change anything there. Nope. Yep. Okay. So we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Is everyone satisfied that we have the list of what those changes are? Okay, I'll start with you, Lisa.
Aye.
Kevin.
Aye.
Steve.
Aye.
JC.
Aye.
Jeff.
Aye.
All right, that motion passes. I'm going to call for a quick 5-minute break, folks. We will come back at 25 minutes to 9 and sail through the rest of this.